This week on Raiders All Access, two in a row for the surging Raiders.
I know one thing. It's a week-to-week league, right?
Sure.
Next week, on the road in Pittsburgh.
Is Tywan Jones the fastest man in the league?
What a run by Tywan Jones! Give it to me again!
Plus, the Raiders head to the Steel City for a showdown with Big Ben.
He extends the play. Great competitor. Have a lot of respect for him.
That and more as we look at the week that was on Raiders All Access, starting right now.
Just let me be great, baby! Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all what's on my mind, man.
It's Sunday. It's game time.
Gino under center, straight drop. He's got a great deep throwing arm. He's taking a shot from Marshall.
Intercepted by Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson with another interception.
We're getting ready to take our show on the road next week. Okay, bring it in. Bring it in, man.
With a big win over the Jets, the Raiders have officially put the rest of the NFL on notice that this isn't the same old Raiders team. So how far can they go? Maybe the answer lies in how they handle their newfound success.
I mean, there's a fine line there. We want to be confident. We are gaining confidence. But it's really all a result of the preparation. You know, it's a result of the work, the hard work, the dedication, the sacrifice. You know, being unselfish, being great teammates, that's what's allowing us to play well. And so we're going to keep demanding. We're going to keep pushing for it. We know that, it looks like it's been really good in spurts, and it has. We want to sustain excellent football from all three phases, and we have a long way to go.
Raider Nation is still abuzz over the Tywan Jones touchdown last Sunday. It was so impressive that NFL Network had it on its top plays at number one.
Jones in the backfield, and Carr goes to Tywan Jones. Gets by Davis. Another missed tackle by Williams. Another missed tackle by Gilchrist, and he's off to the races. Touchdown.
This could have been a gain of two or three, Kim. Now watch all these missed tackles. There's a missed tackle. Whoa. There's a missed tackle. You take a simple swing pattern, and you let him go the distance.
The best movie that you've seen recently?
American Sniper.
American Sniper was a really good movie. First job ever?
First job ever? I actually worked on a farm. I was tarping hay. It was during the summer out in Eastern Washington. I stayed back and did some work. And
so what's your favorite Bay Area restaurant?
My favorite Bay Area restaurant? I got a few. I go to California Pizza Kitchen a lot. I go to Ike's Sandwich a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Soul's Restaurant.
Soul's Restaurant, where's that?
It's Soul Food in East Oakland on Foothill.
I should probably know that growing up here as well.
Yeah.
Favorite athlete growing up, who did you look up to back in the day?
I watched a lot of Barry Sanders highlights. I was always intrigued of what he can do out there on the field.
You're known for being the jokester on the team. Would you say you're the funniest? If not, who is the funniest guy on the team?
Funniest guy on the team, Nico Thorpes. I give it to him. He's definitely a comedian.
Is he always playing jokes, or he just is?
He's just funny,
witty,
man.
Quick.
You just be around him, just listen to him talk. He's just a funny dude.
In the community this week, the Raiders helped distribute food at the Alameda County Food Bank mobile pantry.
I think it's always, you know, important, given our platform, is to, you know, give back to the community and help out any way we can.
Don't want to be nowhere but here, hanging out with some good people, hanging out some food.
And it was a special week for a young Raiders fan. Chase was granted his wish of becoming a Raiders coach for a day.
Bring it up!
There you go. Bring it up.
This is me, coach.
Coach Chase.
Finally, fan voting is now open for the 2016 Pro Bowl. Make sure to cast your vote for your favorite Raiders. Several deserving members of the Silver and Black this season. So let's make sure that the nation is well represented.
Derek Carr going to play action roll out right. Marcel Reese wide open. Hits Amari Cooper. He may go 20. A Mack truck from his blind side. Murray down the sideline into Cleveland territory. Intercepted by Charles Woodson.
Joining us now, the host of the official Raiders podcast, which you can catch on iTunes or Raiders.com, JT the Brick. JT, we were just talking about the Pro Bowl. Who was a lock for you to be headed to Hawaii in January?
Cole, there's a number of players I think that are playing at a Pro Bowl level. Charles Woodson is an absolute lock with five interceptions already. I think Khalil Mack, just being a guy with a constant motor, and statistically he'll be there at the end. And then you got to look at the offensive line with Hudson and Penn and the experience that we're seeing for the young Gabe Jackson. This offensive line should get multiple players to the Pro Bowl if the Raiders can be balanced on both offense and defense. But keep in mind, Amari Cooper, I believe, can go as a rookie. And if Michael Crabtree continues to put up numbers like this, by the end of the season, I think Crabtree will have Pro Bowl numbers. So not counting alternates, I think that at least four or five Raiders will be at the Pro Bowl this year.
The Raiders hit the road. They head to the Steel City for an important AFC matchup. They won't be facing Le'Veon Bell as he went down with injury. But if you're Ken Norton Jr., who scares you the most, JT?
Well, it's obviously Antonio Brown. 52 receptions for 718 yards. He only has three touchdowns, but he is the best wide receiver in football. Not one of the best. Calvin Johnson used to be the best. Andre Johnson. If you look around the league, there's a lot of good wide receivers, but this guy is at a different level because he's explosive down the middle of the field. They put him everywhere, on the right, on the left, in the slot, and the Raiders are going to have to double team him. He could have 10 receptions.
What is your Bricks pick? What will be the main difference maker?
Well, Nicole, I like TJ Carey in this game because I believe that Pittsburgh is going to forget about the run because the Raiders are unbelievable at stopping the run right now. They're healthy on the defensive line. Jelly Ellis and Williams and the way they're able to clog up the middle. I think if Pittsburgh thinks they're going to win the game, they're going to have to throw the football. And I think the secondary and Woodson, obviously, but I think Carey is all over the field from the middle of the field and also double-teaming Antonio Brown. But look at Latavius again. How many times have I talked to you about this year? Latavius went over 100 yards. Let's do it again. I didn't think, and I apologize to the Raider Nation, I didn't think the Raiders could run the ball against the Jets. And on that first drive, they ran it down the Jets' throat. They told the Jets, you got a great rushing defense, number one. We're going to take it right at you. And when they decided to run the football, they were able to open up the passing game, and Derek Carr had four touchdowns. So a heavy dose of Latavius, an interception by TJ Carey, and just get out of there with the win. You're talking about a great rivalry, two teams that don't like each other, two really good coaches, Tomlin versus Del Rio. This is going to be a back alley brawl, and all I care about is a silver and black W as they get ready for the Minnesota Vikings at home.
All right, JT, thank you. Enjoy your trip to the Steel City. That's going to do it for this edition of Raiders All Access. Make sure you watch next week, as JT said, as the Raiders are back home to face Adrian Peterson and the Vikings.